الأشعار نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. This poetry is not just the poetry of any ordinary person like us. It is the poetry of an Arif Billah, and not recognized as an Arif Billah by people who have no knowledge, or they do not have that kind of a heart to recognize an Arif Billah. He has been recognized as an Arif Billah by the great walis of the time, and that is Hazrat Maulana Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh. So therefore in his poetry there is a lot of jazb, there is a pull towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, towards a concern for our akhirat. It builds up the marifat and the yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. It instills in our heart the noor of taqwa. So do not worry about the voice. Listen to the words and make the niyat of developing within our hearts that same marifat and same yaqeen and same muhabbat. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. Many a times I explain this, that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy with a person, he is pleased with a person, then irrespective of his condition outside, whether there's pain or there's poverty or there's tattered and torn clothes or whatever it may be, but if that person's connection is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala firm and strong, and Allah ta'ala is pleased with him, then day and night he is in gardens, because he's got the khaliq of gardens in his heart. If the person has got the creator of the gardens of Jannat in his heart, then what is more precious, the gardens of Jannat or the khaliq of Jannat? So if Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, and the heart is the only place that can accommodate Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli, nothing else can accommodate it. Nothing in the world with all its wide span, nothing can accommodate it. So that heart has to be purified. It has to be cleaned up. It has to be developed, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli may come there, and so that we may be in gardens day and night. دیکھ کر میرے عشق ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. And since we are weak, we are human beings, we will fault, we will err, we will make mistake, we will slip, we will. So therefore, let there be عشق ندامت, tears of repentance, regret, shame. Don't justify sins, because these days, or the days that we are living in, are the days of fitna. Over the past 3 or 4 weeks we have been discussing on Monday nights the fitnas of the times. And I mentioned one incident last Monday, that my own ears heard this statement, where the woman says that the constitution of the country gives us more protection than the Quran Sharif and the Sharia. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. So these are days of fitna. People do not even know what they are saying and what they are uttering, and what are the consequences of such speech. So therefore, don't justify. If we are sick, we are weak, we are ill, then we must tell the doctor that I am sick, I am ill. Do not show strength and health. So cry before Allah Ta'ala, shed tears of repentance. These few tears, what miracles they perform, it's unbelievable. Then the person will get the tawfiq of amal also, sooner or later. جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. आपका संगे दर और मेरा सर, हासिले जिंदगी है जहां में। आपका संगे दर और मेरा सर, हासिले जिंदगी है जहां में। जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में। सारे आलम की लज्जत सीमट कर, सारे आलम की लज्जत सीमट कर, आ गई है तेरे आस्ता में। लज्जत जिक्र हक अल्लाह अल्लाह, लज्जत जिक्र हक अल्लाह अल्लाह, और क्या लुत्फ आहो फुगा में। लज्जत जिक्र हक अल्लाह अल्लाह, और क्या लुत्फ आहो फुगा में। जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में।
यू कैन नॉट गो इन टू ऑल द डिटेल्स, बट लज्जत जिक्र हक अल्लाह अल्लाह, द एंजॉयमेंट, द एक्सटेसी, द प्लेजर दैट द आरिफ्स ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला गेट इन टेकिंग हिज नेम। वी नो दैट इन दिस वर्ल्ड जस्ट द बिलवड्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड जस्ट टू टेक देयर नेम a person gets enjoyment and pleasure, yet that beloved will one day perish, turn to dust. And when this person is crying and weeping in the remembrance of that beloved does not even know if that beloved is far away. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is such a beloved that day and night, 24 hours, any part of the day or night, you just say Allah and Allah ta'ala is there, is listening. And not only that, but he has the power to fulfill the needs of the person. And if the person is in distress, to come to his aid and assistance and help. Allah Ta'ala is there. The ah is in there. So he says the enjoyment of the zikr. Why did Allah Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi say, which you heard so many times, that when I say Allah, then every hair on my body, it seems, has turned into a fountain of honey. And so many said that the saliva actually turns sweet. Lazzate zikr haq Allah Allah. Or kya lutfa aho fughame. If only we know what enjoyment there is in dua. Alhamdulillah, lots of brothers, many of them, without exaggeration, have written to me and told me, Maulana, after listening to your duas, we learned how to make dua. He says, otherwise we used to just read out, Rabbana atina fi dunya and over. But now in the language that we understand, we ask and our hearts seem to be getting attached to Allah Ta'ala. And it seems as if we are really begging and pleading of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is dua. And there is such enjoyment in that dua. Because the person expresses his complete helplessness and weakness. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as almighty, omnipresent, omnipotent, able to fulfill all the needs, desires, wishes, able to protect, grant the wishes of the person. So let's, or kya lutfa aho fughame. People do not know. They think that these people, what they cry in their duas. But this crying brings not depression, it brings joy, happiness, satisfaction. How many have had that experience, that after the duas we feel as if there was a mountain on our shoulders and it seems as if it has shattered to smithereens. A few tears and that's the receipt from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that your dua has been accepted. Wow. After that Allah Ta'ala will give whatever is good for us. He will bless us with that which is good for us. If he has to give us everything that we ask, it may not be good for us. So he will give us that which we ask, or he will give us something better, or he will forgive our sins, or he will remove some difficulty, bala, problem that was coming, or he will give it to us in the akhirat. But we are not at a loss that dua is accepted.
क्या कहूँ कुर्बे सजदा का आलम, क्या कहूँ कुर्बे सजदा का आलम, ये जमी जैसे है आसमां में, जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में, देख कर मेरे अश्के नदामत, अब्रे रहमत की बारिश है जामे। बर्क गिरना मगर रुख बदल कर, बर्क गिरना मगर रुख बदल कर, आह सुनता हूँ मैं आशियां में, बर्क गिरना मगर रुख बदल कर, आह सुनता हूँ मैं आशियां में, आलमे गैब का ये करम है, चश्म बीना दिया कल्बो जामे, आलमे गैब का ये करम है, चश्म बीना दिया कल्बो जामे, जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में, देख कर मेरे अश्के नदामत, अब्रे रहमत की बारिश है जामे। लज्जते कुर्ब बे इंतहा को, किस तरह लाए अख्तर जुबां में, लज्जते कुर्ब बे इंतहा को, किस तरह लाए अख्तर जुबां में। इज दिस एंजॉयमेंट विच आई एम गेटिंग ऑफ अख्तर, हाउ कैन आई ब्रिंग इट on my tongue and express it in words? Allah. It's not something that you can express in words. Each person has got a different kind of enjoyment and ecstasy and feeling, and the words or the languages of the world do not have that kind of vocab to express what comes into the heart of a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he is in the zikr of Allah ta'ala, when he is in ibadat, when he is in tilawat, or when he is in dua. At that time, what comes into that heart, how can he express it in words? There's no words to express it. It's something that the person has to experience. May Allah Ta'ala bless us also with that experience. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfeeq ae khuda de, मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ए खुदा दे, तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब और हेच है सब मेरे इरादे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे, हर दम करूँ मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। सब में सवार सब है पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ रहे तलब में सवार सब है पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करो मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊँ मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा हर दम करूँ मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ فار گیونگ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ یو ریئلی لو دا فارگیونیس آف سینس وین پیپل ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو سیکنگ فارگیونیس آف دیئر سینس او مائی بلوڈ اللہ It really pleases you. You love the forgiveness of sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. There is nothing that was hidden from your sight. There was nothing that was hidden from your sight. Oh Allah, you are aware of everything that we have done. Oh Allah, our past lives we are ashamed of. We know that we haven't done justice. We know that we have indulged in so much of sins and vices and evil. Oh my beloved Allah, if it had not been for your compassion and kindness and forgiveness, you would have seized us there and then. The moment we committed adultery or fornication, you could have seized us there. The moment we stole, you could have seized us. The moment we committed fraud, you could have seized us. The moment we went to the cinemas or theaters or the gambling dens, you could have seized us. The moment we indulged in casting lustful glances, you could have made us blind. The moment you indulged in listening to evil with our ears, you could have made us deaf. The moment we indulged in talking that which was haram, you could have made us dumb. But oh Allah, how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how kind you are, how merciful you are, that in spite of all the sins that we have been committing, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink,
clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move from places to place. Oh, my beloved Allah, where can there be another Allah besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Oh, my Allah, we are sinful. We are ashamed of our sins. All the ni'mats provided by you. You blessed us with sight. You blessed us with hearing. You blessed us with speech. You blessed us with our hands and feet. You blessed us with our intelligence. Oh Allah, you blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Our parents could not have given this to us. Our mothers were not even aware of what was happening in their stomachs. Oh my beloved Allah, we use every ni'mat of yours, every bounty of yours, every gift of yours for your disobedience. Ey mere Allah, hum teri hi nafarmani karte hai, lekin mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed of what we have done in our past lives. Oh Allah, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. We want a life of peace and happiness, a life of contentment and satisfaction. Oh Allah, we want serenity and joy and comfort in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we have gathered here. There is nothing else that has gathered here except that we are hopeful in your mercy. Oh Allah, we are hopeful of forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Oh my Allah, your treasures are unlimited, and we are turning towards you because your treasures are unlimited. Oh Allah, bless us with forgiveness from your treasures unlimited. Oh Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, our sins are like the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Oh my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Mere Allah, hamare gunahon ko dho dal. Oh Allah, purify our hearts. Oh Allah, purify and clean our hearts. We know that you do not come into dirty, filthy hearts. Ya Allah, these hearts which you gave to us for your love and for your muhabbat, these hearts which you gave to us for your marifat, these hearts which you gave to us for the love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else in the world. If there is no corner left in our hearts, there's no corner for your muhabbat anymore. Ey Allah, lekin hum nadim hai aur sharminda hai. Purify and clean our hearts of greed. Purify and clean our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of lust and evil passions and desires. Purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself in our hearts. Oh Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ey Allah, humne to apne dilo ko ek kachre ka dabba bana diya hai. Lekin mere pyare khuda, tu paak karne wala khuda hai. Hum na paak hai, hum gande hai, hum siyakar hai, hum na laik hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai. Lekin mere Allah, tu to maaf karne wala khuda hai. Who else can we turn towards besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, we know that the conditions in the world which are of adversity are because of our doings and our actions. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the conditions. Ya Allah, change the conditions from that of adversity to prosperity. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with joy, with satisfaction, with serenity. Oh my Allah, bless us with zuhd, bless us with taqwa, bless us with sabr and shukr. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with qanaat, fill our hearts with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh my Allah, who else can we turn towards besides you? Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, he can still go to another butcher. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still call at another home. Lekin mere Allah, tere siwa hamara kaun hai? There is no one for us besides you. If you have to reject us, if you have to chase us out, if you have to distance us, oh my Allah, we will get a life of nothing but misery. Our lives will be nothing but filled with misery. Our lives will be full of disaster. Our lives will be full of anxieties and worries and restlessness. Oh my Allah, do not distance us from you. Do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us, for we have no one besides you. Oh mere Allah, tujhe chhod kar
کر ہم جائے کہاں, میرے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہاں. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, اے اللہ رحم فرما. او اللہ ناؤ ہیو مرسی اپون اس, اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور فورگیونس فار اس, اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور مرسی فار اس. Oh my Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you become ours, then the kingdoms will be ours. If you become ours, then everything will be ours. If you do not become ours, our children will not be ours. If you are not ours, our wealth will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us joy. Oh Allah, we'll be prisoners in our homes. We'll be prisoners in our businesses. We'll be prisoners in our cars. We will be prisoners everywhere. Hey, mere Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us to the gutters, oh my Allah. But still we are unconcerned. Hey Allah, people are dying in the cinemas. People are dying in the discos. Oh Allah, the ummatis of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dying in prostitute quarters. Oh Allah, they are dying in dance halls and clubs. Oh Allah, they are dying in so many haram places. Hey, mere pyare khuda, that Nabi of ours who shed so much of blood of his and tears of his for us. Ya Allah, when he is informed on Mondays and Thursdays of the condition of his ummat, hi mere Allah, what must be going across his mind? That ummat for whom I shed so much of blood, that ummat for whom a masoom and sinless one like me shed so much of tears, that ummat for whom I stood whole night in prayers, that ummat for whom my wife, my children, my wives and my children and my families made so much of sacrifices, my companions gave their lives. Allah, when he thinks that that is that ummat that is now in the cinemas and the theaters and in adultery and fornication and fraud and all kinds of cheat and deceit, hey, mere Allah, we are asking you for a change in the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. It is not difficult for you, O my Allah. You could have changed the Sahaba-e-Kiram who were at one time from the Kuffar and from the Mushrikeen and from the Yahud and from the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam at the hands of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. You became pleased with them and they were pleased with you. Hey, mere pyare khuda, oh my beloved Allah, oh my raheem Allah, oh my kareem Allah, if you could have changed their conditions so drastically, then what is different, what is difficult for you to change our conditions? Ya Allah, change the qibla of our hearts. The qibla of our hearts at present is entertainment of a haram kind. The qibla and direction of our hearts is prostitution. The qibla and direction of our hearts is adultery and fornication. The qibla and direction of our hearts is filthy novels and filthy magazines. The qibla and direction of our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, are haram entertainment and haram pleasures. Change our direction, O my Allah. Change our qibla to you, O my Allah. Let the qibla of our hearts be your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the qibla of our hearts be you, O my beloved Allah. Let the qibla of our hearts be the deen of yours and sharia, O my Allah. Ay Allah, give us a firm bonding with you. O Allah, give us a firm bonding with you. Let us be so closely attached to you, O my Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us for a single moment. O my Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life so that we may be able to accumulate maximum amount of good deeds before we leave. Bless us with good health, O my Allah. We are sick and ailing, O my Allah. Bless us with good health. Those whose children are sick, whose family members are sick, anyone in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever is sick and ailing, O my Allah, bless them with cure. Cure is in your hands, O my Allah. Bless each and everyone with cure. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cure us of our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Cure us of our physical ailments and our spiritual ailments. Oh my Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal and get them out of their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who have got problems with their children, oh Allah, make the children obedient to the parents. And oh Allah, put love of the children into the hearts of the parents. Oh my Allah, those who have got other difficulties and problems, you are well aware of all the difficulties that people are facing. Oh Allah, we are living in a time of fitnas and there's nothing but problems and problems in our communities. Oh Allah, remove all the difficulties and problems. Oh Allah, those young women and young boys, O Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with happy, with deendar and pious religious marriage partners, those who will be an assistance to their deen and a protection of their iman. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever difficulty and problem anybody has, remove that difficulty. We are turning towards you, O my Allah, for we believe that it is easy for you to remove our problems and difficulties. O Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. We are seeking you from you, O my Allah. If you become ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek to nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek to nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Oh my beloved Allah, bless each and every one of us first with contentment, with satisfaction, with joy and happiness. Remove the depression which has engulfed everybody's heart. Oh Allah, remove the anxieties and the worries. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill all your rights and the rights of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rights of your creation, the rights of our parents, our teachers, our friends, our neighbors, our children, our wives. Oh my Allah, give the tawfiq to the wives to fulfill the rights of their husbands. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, the hearts of parents and children, the hearts of brothers and sisters, the hearts of family members, the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, remove the oppression that is taking place around the world of the Muslim ummah, especially in Palestine, especially in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Bosnia, in Chechnya, and so many other parts of the world. Ya Allah, punish the zalim, give them hidayat, but if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them as you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Ay Allah, teri ghaibi nusrat aur madad mujahideen-e-islam ko bhej de. Mujahideen-e-islam ki ghaibi nusrat aur madad farma. To malaika ke zariye se unko quwwat ata farma. To Jibreel alayhi salam ki zariye se unko taqwiyat naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world. These homes will remain here. Our cars will remain here. Our properties will remain here. Our gold and silver will remain here. Nothing we will take with us. Our watches will be removed from our wrists. The rings will be removed from the fingers. The jewelry will be removed from the necks of the women. Oh my beloved Allah, if we are wearing tight clothes, they will be sliced with the scissors. We will have nothing left on our bodies. Allah, kafan will be given to us. Allah, the tongues will be silenced. The eyes will be able to see no more haram. The ears will be able to listen to no more haram. The tongues will be able to speak no more haram. The hands will be able to sign no more fraudulent checks. Oh Allah, our dimaq and our intelligence will be able to think of no more plots and plans that are haram. Hey Allah, what is going to happen to us at that time? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. And when the angel of death visits us, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us with some haram women in our arms. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in some prostitution quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in gambling, in adultery, in fornication, with some filthy magazine in our hands, or watching some filthy film. Oh Allah, so many hotels were destroyed in the Turkey earthquake. And what sins were being committed at that time in those hotels. Oh Allah, the recent earthquake in India, within seconds, oh my Allah, huge multi-storied buildings came crumbling down. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths. Ya Allah, when the angel of death has to visit us, let him visit us in a state that you are happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, let us be at that time at the Rosa of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Oh my Allah, at that time let our soul depart from our bodies. But oh Allah, if
our death is not muqaddar in Madina Sharif, then wherever it may be, show us some tajalli of yours at that time, that our soul come dancing towards you and does not remain attached in the worldly and material things. Ya Allah, all the hujjaj who have left, may give them hajj maqbool and mabroor. And those who are going, make their hajj easy and bless them with hajj maqbool and mabroor. Give them the tawfiq to appreciate and value that mubarak land and to stay away from all things displeasing to you in that mubarak land. Oh my beloved Allah, how can we forget the Hajj of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All the du'as that he made for us on that occasion. Especially, oh my beloved Allah, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, the du'as that he made. Mere pyare Nabi ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha, bataaf me chal karke jo maanga tha, rukne Yamani chu karke jo maanga tha, mizab-e rahmat ke niche khade ho karke ro ro ke jo maanga tha, hatim ke andar namaze pad karke jo maanga tha, and how long he attached himself at the multazam, and how much of tears he shed there, that his beard and his ihram became wet with his tears. Oh Allah, all the du'as that he made there for us, and the du'as behind Muqame Ibrahim, and the du'as after drinking Zamzam, and the du'as on Safa and Marwa, and the du'as at Mina, the du'as at Arafat, the du'as in Muzdalifa. Oh Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness, and protect us from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Oh Allah, we are being bombarded by fitnas from all sides. Protect us from all the fitnas of my Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu tasliba. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.